Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Thursday morning. It is the 23rd day of October. It's Mother-in-Law Day. If you're not posting photos of your mother-in-law on Facebook, do you really even care?
Do you really even love her at all?
And today is Slap Your Irritating Coworker Day.
Don't do it.
After last year's fiasco, I don't think we'll do that again. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Three things you need to know this morning. The City Council in Ocean City tonight expected to declare a local emergency over the severe beach erosion from the recent nor'easter. City Council members in Ocean City say the damage leaves the city in an emergency state of vulnerability ahead of the winter storm season. They specifically cite the beach between 1st and 13th Streets. With the resolution, Ocean City is calling for financial aid from the county, state, and federal authorities.
A Summers Point man has pleaded guilty to child endangerment charges and must register as a sex offender under Megan's Law. 30-year-old Tyreek Beckett pleaded guilty in exchange for a recommended sentence of 3 years in state prison. The 2024 incident involved Beckett and a 14-year-old victim, and it was recorded on his phone.
Officials at Six Flags Wild Safari in Jackson celebrating some new additions to their family of zebras. Aww. Officials say three zebra foals, born just weeks apart, are becoming accustomed to their new home. We know one is a male and others a female, so officials haven't yet determined the gender of the third. Wild Safari will be closing in a couple of weeks for the winter.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly to mostly sunny, high of 61.
Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's fangirl update on Cat Country 107.3.
Country fans are fired up. There's a viral petition with over 58,000 signatures calling for George Strait to replace Bad Bunny at the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. The pitch, bring back, quote, real American music. That is a quote. But let's be so for real, the odds of the King of Country taking the stage are pretty slim, okay? If you want to get involved, we do have details up now for you at catcountry1073.com. You can do that. But again, don't hold your breath. For real. Moving on along this morning, Reba McEntire is dropping some serious life wisdom. She says her biggest lesson lately is to stop living for the fat past or the future and just be present. She says she wishes she took her own advice even younger than she is now. She's engaged to actor Rex Lynn. She's loving this chapter of life. She says she's not slowing down anytime soon. Retirement is absolutely nowhere in sight. Reba is dishing out life advice right now. You can check it out for yourself on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
So a cruise ship story of someone falling overboard. This is a 5-year-old girl. It apparently happened back in June. We're just hearing about it now aboard the Disney Dream cruise ship.
Oh, geez.
The incident occurred during a 4-night cruise from returning to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. After the girl fell into the ocean, thank goodness her dad jumped in to rescue her. Both were retrieved by a Disney rescue team. According to the Sheriff's Department in Florida, the family was on the ship's fourth deck when the girl's mother encouraged the girl to take a photo near an open porthole. The girl climbed onto a railing. Well, this is a great idea, Mom. Lost her balance, falling 49 feet into the water.
Oh, geez.
Dad jumped in about a minute after hearing his wife's call for help. Rescue crews then launched their boat shortly thereafter. And thank goodness they were able to capture both of them. The girl was not injured. Father was taken to the hospital for treatment of his injuries. During police questioning, Mom shared photos she had taken before and during the fall. Investigators noted that the images show the girl stepping onto a railing before the fall. Now, the mother expressed concern that there should have been coverings on the porthole and around the railing and felt that Disney bore more responsibility for the incident rather than her, telling the girl to go stand up on that railing. All right, we already know that Eric Church is going to be there. Post Malone is going to be there. There'll be more than 30 other artists there. And what about you? Would you like to be there? Talking about the Barefoot Country Music Fest, 6th year on the beach in Wildwood next June.
How about you and all your friends there?
We've got 2 4-day passes we're going to give away at 7:15 this morning for their game called Phone Sex.
It's not what you think, okay?
What is it that you think?
It's not gross.
Okay.
We'll just say that.
Phone Sex, your chance to win coming up. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. We do this every weekday morning at this time. Brought to you by Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall.
All right, let's do it.
Alex lives in Cape May Courthouse. He sent us the joke. Thank you, Alex.
Alex, thank you.
Or Al, just call me Al. Here's the joke. It's a song, by the way. Wait before your time. Is Google male or female?
What?
Well, thanks for interrupting. It's female because it doesn't let you finish the sentence before making a suggestion. Always interrupting. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Good morning. Coming up at 7:15 after birthdays, we're going to play a game called Phone Sex. Here's how it works. You ready? We get you on the phone, and then you have to guess the gender of the next three callers.
See, that's why I get it. Yeah.
Phone sex.
Right.
If you get it right, you win a 2 Barefoot Country Music Fest passes for next summer. If you get it wrong, we go back to the last caller who gave us their gender and you missed. And that caller will be our contestant and will continue to play.
And so on and so forth and what
so
have you.
This could go on forever. Or we'll cut it off at 10 o'clock. I don't know.
We'll see.
It's called Phone Sex. Barefoot Country Music Fest passes up for grabs for next summer. We're going to play coming up at 7:15 this morning right here on Cat Country 107.3. Keep 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we going?
We're going to Poland, where a man was arrested for handing out free money.
Oh, wait,
he
why?
He stood on the street dishing out hundreds of dollars. The man told people and reporters he was just trying to make people happy.
Aww.
So why did he get arrested? Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna here at the Know this morning. The City Council in Ocean City tonight expected to declare a local emergency over the severe beach erosion from the recent nor'easter. City Council members in Ocean City say the damage leaves the city in an emergency state of vulnerability ahead of the winter storm season. They specifically cite the beach between 1st and 13th Streets. With the resolution, Ocean City is calling for financial aid from the county, state, and federal authorities.
A Summers Point man has pleaded guilty to child endangerment charges and must register as a sex offender under Megan's Law. 30-year-old Tyreek Beckett pleaded guilty in exchange for a recommended sentence of 3 years in state prison. The 2024 incident involves Beckett and a 14-year-old victim, and it was recorded on his phone.
Officials at Six Flags Wild Safari in Jackson celebrating some new additions to their family of zebras. Aww. Officials say three zebra foals, born just weeks apart, are becoming accustomed to their new home. We know one is a male and others a female, so officials haven't yet determined the gender of the third. Wild Safari will be closing in a couple of weeks for the winter.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly to mostly sunny, high of 60.
Fest in Wildwood next summer, coming up in minutes. Right now, Cat Country Morning birthday shout-outs. Happy belated birthday wishes to Jeff Mason. Jeff's birthday was yesterday. Ryan from Absecon is 33. Happy birthday, Ryan. Happy birthday to Jan Cerrado of Mineland. Stephen Mattis of Absecon celebrates today. Happy birthday, Stephen. Chrissy Hartley of Villas is 44. And how about Mary Garfinkel? She has a birthday today. Mary is from Galloway. That's it. We miss you. Happy one to you as well. Recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Chrissy Hartley of Villas. She's time to play our game called Phone Sex. Up for grabs today. Here's what we have. We have 2 4-day passes to next summer. It'll be in June. Next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. It's going to be over 40 country acts, including, we know so far, Post Malone and Eric Church are going to be there. Dozens more. Last year's Barefoot sold out early. This year, it's going to sell out again soon.
Even quicker.
So you'll have 2 4-day passes. Now, I'm going to mention this, too. You're not going to actually get your, you won't receive your passes until a week or two before Barefoot. That's because we're living in a world where people try to sell tickets and make a lot of money. These tickets are non-transferable, which means if you win, you have to go.
Yep.
And they're wristband situations, so you can't give them to somebody else. So if you want to go to Barefoot, you want to win tickets, you win the tickets, you have to go. Okay?
Don't try and like, I give them to my niece? Or No.
You don't want to resell them. This is not a case where you're going to be able to buy them and resell them. There are 2 4-day general admission passes to Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next summer. Here's how we're going to play our game. It's called Phone Sex. You're going to call us at 609-383-1073. We're going to get the first caller on the phone. And the first caller will have to guess the genders of the next three callers at 609-383-1073. If you can correctly guess the next three genders, you win the tickets. The game's over. If you get it wrong, we say thank you and goodbye and go to the last caller who stumped us And that caller will be our next contestant.
Ooh, it's heating up.
So we're going to keep playing until somebody eventually wins. So the key here is for you to continue to participate by hitting the redial button at 609-383-1073 and trying to get through. Did I explain that good?
I think so. I don't know how you could have explained it better.
All right.
If that helps.
So again, we get you on the phone, 609-383-1073. You guess the gender of the next three callers. If you do that, you win.
It's real. I promise you it's easier than it sounds if you're nervous.
And since we're living in this world, for today's game, you'll have to pick a gender when you call in. You'll have to either be male or female. I'm sorry?
For the purpose of this game.
Yes, for the purpose of this game, yes.
Oh,
what am I forgetting? I guess that's it.
I think you're good.
609-383-1073. We'll start with caller number one. Good luck, Cat Country 107.3. Joe and Jonna, we've got trivia, I think, coming up in 10 or 15 minutes. But right now, we're going to play our phone sex game. Up for grabs, 2 4-day passes to next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Here's how to play. You call us at 609-383-1073. We get you on the line. You have to guess the gender of the next three callers. If you do that successfully, you win tickets. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, we have to be.
Barefoot Country Music Fest passes. It's phone sex on Cat Country 107.3. Good morning, Cat Country. Who's this?
This is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Brittany, where are you from?
Ocean View.
All right, Brittany, you're our first contestant. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us what you think the genders of the next three callers will be.
I think it's going to be a male, a female, and a male.
Male, female, male.
Brittany, hang on. Hopefully I'll be back with you with some good news, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, so she says the next one's going to be male. A male. Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Julie.
Julie, you're a female, correct?
I am.
Julie, I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to be our next contestant. Hang on. Brittany, I'm sorry. The first caller was a female, but you can call back and try again.
Oh, what the hell?
Thank you. Julie, where are you from?
Goshen.
All right,
Goshen.
Julie, you're our second contestant this morning. Need you to guess the gender of the next three callers.
You got this, Julie.
I'm going to say male, female.
Julie, hang on. Hopefully I'll be back with some good news, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Laura Stanley.
Laura, where are you from?
Maid Landing.
Laura, you're going to be our next contestant on phone sex. Hang on, I'm going to put you on hold. I'll be right back with you. Julie, I'm sorry. The first caller was a female.
Sorry,
you can try
Julie.
Again. Thank you. Oh, well, this is going quickly.
Yep.
All right, Laura from Maid Landing. How you doing?
Good.
All right, Laura, for phone sex here, you got to guess the gender of the next three callers.
You got it? Go.
Okay.
Tell me the gender of the next three callers.
Oh, male, female, male.
All right.
All right, hang on. Hopefully you'll be back with some good news.
Okay.
It's Laura, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, hold on, Laura. All right, here we go. She says male, female, male.
Yep.
Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Brooke.
Oh, Brooke.
Where are you from, Brooke?
Petersburg.
Brooke, I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. I'm going to be back with you because you're going to be our next contestant.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Laura, I'm sorry. The next caller was a female. You can try again. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Brooke from Petersburg. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, thank you.
All right, Brooke, we need you to guess the gender of the next three callers.
Okay, it's going to be girl, girl, boy.
Female, female, male. Got it.
You're throwing me off.
Yeah, I got it. Female, female, male.
Okay. All right, Brooke, we're going to put you on hold. Hopefully we'll be back with some good news, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. All right, so she says female, female, male.
Yes.
Hi, Cat Country, who's this?
Hi, Christina.
Christina,
I'm sorry you're not our contestant this time, but keep trying. Thank you. All right. Brooke has the first one. This one has to be a female. Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Brittany.
I'm sorry you're not a contestant this time, but try again. Okay. Brooke wins the tickets.
If it's a male.
This is a male. Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Jamie.
Jamie.
Jamie, you're a girl,
Hi.
Right?
Yes.
All right, Jamie, you're going to be our next contestant. Where are you from?
Galloway.
I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. Jamie, I'll be right back with you. Hold on. Brooke, I'm sorry. You had the first two right, but the third one was wrong.
It was three females.
Thank you.
Cat Country 107.3. We're playing our phone sex game, trying to give away a pair of passes to the Barefoot Country Music Fest. Let's go back to
Jamie.
Jamie from Galloway, right?
Yes.
All right, Jamie, guess the gender of the next three callers.
Female, female, male.
All right.
Okay, hold on. I'll be back with you. Hopefully with some good news, Jamie. Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
My name is Donna.
Donna.
I'm sorry, you're not our next contestant, but you can try again. Thank you. All right, she's got one right.
Yep.
Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Hi.
What's your name?
Jeannie,
you're a girl, right?
I am a girl.
You're not our next contestant, but you can try again. Thank you. All right, Jamie,
one
this
more.
Has to be a boy for you to win. Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Liam.
Liam, where are you from?
East Key.
And you're a male, correct?
Yeah.
I'm sorry you did not win. Thank you. Oh, Jamie.
Hi.
You won 2 4-day passes to the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We're going to give another two-pack of 4-day Barefoot passes. We're going to do that again next Thursday morning, right about 7:15 or so.
All right.
Here at Cat Country 107.3. Right now, Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Same phone number, 609-383-1073, or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Okay.
We have done tests and found the Call Us button actually works faster than the phone. So keep that in mind. It's on the Cat Country 107.3 app. It says Call Us. Prize today, 4 tickets to this weekend's Scoville Terror in the Junkyard Hayride on Zion Road today, Harbor Township. Now, I will say, if you win these 4 tickets today, you have to pick them up today at our studios between 9 and 5.
Today, okay.
We're closed between 2:30 and 3:30 for lunch, which is weird. That's a... I don't know why...
Because then you only have 2 hours left. I think it's brilliant.
Really late time for lunch.
Well, for us, yeah.
609-383-1073 or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Here's the question never asked before. One out of four people have inherited at least one of these.
Okay.
One out of four people in the United States of America have inherited at least one of these. What do you think it is? 609-383-1073. 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Trivia on the air. At stake, 2 4-day passes to this weekend's Scoville Terror in the Junkyard Hayride in EHD. It's the final weekend for that. If you win, you have to pick up your tickets here at our studios today between 9 and 5. Here's the question. One out of four people have inherited at least one of these. What did they inherit? Hi, Cat Country.
A car.
A car is not it. Thank you. You actually thought it was car, too.
I did, but not right.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Wisdom teeth.
Wisdom teeth. No, that's not it. Thank you. They've inherited wisdom teeth.
Ah.
Is that like in their own mouth or that there's someone said, here's your grandfather's wisdom teeth.
Creepy.
Hi, Cat Country.
Is it a car?
No, it's not a car. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it a pet?
A pet. No, that's not it. Thank you. Great grandfather died. Here's a dog, Sammy. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer? Hello?
Hello? Okay.
I couldn't think of anything. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Engagement ring.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a car?
Car is not the answer. Thank you. I think that's the most popular answer.
Yeah, so far.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is the answer a pet?
A pet is not it. Thank you. Hello, Cat Country. What do you got?
Is it a car?
No, it's not. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Jewelry?
I need you to be more specific. I'll give you one more guess.
Ring.
No. Thank you. It's the other one. 609-383-1073. We'll give you another minute to trivia. Still trying to find a winner. Up for grabs, 4 tickets to this weekend's Scoville Terror in the Junkyard Hayride in Egg Harbor Township. Here's the question. One out of four people have inherited at least one of these. And we've got it down to some sort of jewelry. Let's see if we can find a winner. Hi, Cat Country.
Hello, is it necklace?
No, it's not a necklace. Thank you. It's the other one. Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
Hi, is it a necklace?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a necklace?
Necklace is not it. Thank you. Let's say a necklace.
I know, right?
Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
Hi, is it a bracelet?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it a necklace?
No, thank you. We're really close. We're going to take only three more guesses.
Okay.
This is it. Hi, Cat Country.
A necklace?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country.
We're going to go with a necklace.
No, it's not. Thank you.
Jeez Louise.
Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a watch?
A watch is absolutely right. You're a winner.
Woo!
Cool.
What's your name?
Linda Lee.
Linda Lee, where are you from?
Name's Landon.
Linda, we've got four tickets to the Scoville Tear in the Junkyard Hayride this weekend for you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. The City Council in Ocean City tonight expects you to declare a local emergency over the severe beach erosion from the recent nor'easter. City Council members in Ocean City say the damage leaves the city in an emergency state of vulnerability ahead of the winter storm season. They specifically cite the beach between 1st and 13th Streets. With the resolution, Ocean City is calling for financial aid from the county, state, and federal authorities.
A Summers Point man has pleaded guilty to child endangerment charges and must register as a sex offender under Megan's Law. 30-year-old Tyreek Beckett pleaded guilty in exchange for a recommended sentence of 3 years in state prison. The 2024 incident involves Beckett and a 14-year-old victim, and it was recorded on his phone.
Officials at Six Flags Wild Safari in Jackson celebrating some new additions to their family of zebras. Aww. Officials say three zebra foals, born just weeks apart, are becoming accustomed to their new home. We know one is a male and others a female, so officials haven't yet determined the gender of the third. Wild Safari will be closing in a couple of weeks for the winter.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly to mostly sunny, high of 60.
At Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, let's do it.
There are five of them. Number one, ah, shucks, Amazon is already out of the slutty notary public costume.
Yeah, that's the one we're looking for.
Number two, my favorite Halloween tradition, pretending all the candy I bought is for trick-or-treaters.
LOL.
Yeah, I got to go out again and get candy for trick-or-treaters. You got some last night. Number three, should be illegal for kids to change their favorite Disney character without giving you a 30-day notice.
I agree. That's got to be so rough on parents.
Now we got to do redo the whole birthday party idea.
Yep.
Number four, I once had hopes and dreams. Now I have bills and yard work.
Yep.
Big tip for you. I didn't learn this late in life.
Just do it.
Pay somebody to do the yard work. It's so much easier. We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You've seen that movie, right?
Yes.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off review, one star. The lack of Ferris wheels in this film is truly unsettling. He had the whole day. It's Cat Country 107.3. We're Joe and Jana. We have for you a fabulous trip. We'd like to send you on to Las Vegas to see Lainey Wilson in concert.
Yes, please. You and your friend on a plane out to Vegas, baby.
You also go backstage to meet Lainey.
There you go.
Airfare, hotel, $500 spending money, all the concert stuff, all included if you win. To win, listen for the codes five times every day. More codes you get, the better your chance of winning. Once you get a code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, pop it open, and hit the button that says Lainey and type in the code. Of course, if you don't have the Cat Country 107.3 app, it's free to download. It's easy to do. I guess we're ready for your first code of the day. By the way, the other codes are going to come your way this morning at 10:20, this afternoon at 1:20 and 4:20, and this evening, Taste of Country Nights with Evan at 7:20. Here's your first code, your first Lainey Wilson code, 845.
845, that's the code that you need, 845. That'll get you on a plane out to Vegas.
We want to send points with Joe and Jana. Jana, if I were to come to your place, which seems like a scary proposition.
Right now, yes.
Because you have dogs and everything. If I came to your house right now.
Yes.
How many chargers would I find just plugged into a wall or something?
The limit does not exist.
They're just everywhere, right?
They're just like, I have like one, at least one or two in almost every room.
Where there's a phone charger or tablet, laptop, whatever.
Yeah. And a lot of my lights, like, they double so you can just put your phone or whatever on it.
So, those chargers that are plugged in, yeah, with nothing plugged into them, are they using electricity?
Yeah, probably.
Well, they did a test.
It's probably making the thingy turn outside.
They did a test, and they say, those chargers that are plugged in, not charging anything.
Yeah.
aren't really using much energy at all.
Oh, shut up. That's great news.
Individually, each charger rang up a big one, or a big 0.0 watts of power usage. And then the people who did the test, they actually got a power strip, plugged into the wall, and hooked up six different chargers to the power strip, not hooked to anything. And they got a total reading of 0.3 watts.
That's not a lot, right?
So they say if you did that, it would cost you about $1 a year to keep everything. Oh.